Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I almost sent you guys a picture of my meat last night.
Hey.
Why didn't you?
Wait a minute.
First time I've ever put like a round roast on the old Traeger last night. It's one of those like long tube roasts.
Oh, like a tri-tip?
No, it's not the tri-tip because I generally do the tri-tip, but it's the round. Is it the round roast? I don't know. It's just a long tube of meat.
The loin?
It might have been the loin. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. It was whatever was on sale at Sam's. I was like, I should try smoking that. I put it on the Traeger yesterday at about 11, like right away when I rolled in yesterday and when I got home. And it was on there on low until about 4 o'clock. Yummy. And then I took it off, wrapped it in parchment paper and foil, put it in a cooler with some towels, and I let it rest for an hour when we went to a basketball game for the kiddos. So it sat there in that cooler and marinated and rested for an hour, and it just absorbed all the juices and the smoky flavor. I'm going to tell you right now, it was incredible.
My mouth is watering.
It was so good, and I bought this special barbecue sauce, and I put a little of that on there. Money. A little side of the baked beans with it. Oh, Lord.
The things you put on that Traeger, makes me want one.
It's the greatest thing I've ever purchased. I will tell you that right now. It's probably one of my most favorite things.
I don't think I can put it out on my balcony.
On my apartment balcony. I probably wouldn't because it lets off a lot of smoke, and I feel like in an apartment setting.
I might make some friends.
People will probably be calling the police and the fire department on you. But
then I'll be like, I have meat for you, officer.
My neighbors love it because, I mean, it was smoking for 5 hours, whatever, 6 hours yesterday, and one of my neighbors was like, I hate it when you do that, man, because all I smell is that smoker going all day. You're just teasing me, man. You're teasing me. And it is funny because you can walk outside and you can smell it like in the neighborhood. It's like Jeremy's smoking his meat.
Yummy.
So good. So good. Now we'll shift gears and talk about something completely different because I am just enthralled in this whole bachelorette drama that's going on right now. I can't stop reading all the articles.
Yes.
I'm talking to all my friends about it.
Yes, you should be.
Actually, I'm lying. I just heard about it this morning.
It's intense. There's so many things going on. So first of all, it's Taylor Frankie Paul, who is of like Mormon fame. Like, how does it?
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Yes.
There it
she's
is.
One
yeah,
of
it's
the
that
women
show.
On there. Yeah.
So one of the reality shows, and she's one of the main women, and she also
she's been on there for a long time.
The new Bachelorette, and so her season hasn't even premiered yet. But now here comes all these allegations of domestic violence against her husband, her ex-husband Dakota, and it is
him
pretty
against
wild.
Her or her against
no,
him.
Her against
so she's
him.
Mean.
Like, and there's a mugshot of her that just started floating around too, and
she probably looks really
she
pretty.
She looks pretty. She does look really pretty, but her eyes, she's got a stare.
The crazy.
So that's
it
the thing. I saw her on the Oscars, and she's got crazy eyes.
Oh yeah, especially in her mugshot, she's got crazy eyes. But yeah, there are all these allegations of her with the domestic violence and an ongoing case regarding this whole thing that happened with Dakota. And I was reading a story on TMZ and they were talking about her like calling him one night 150 different times, which can be called harassment. Yeah. Like that's way too many times, you know. And they do have a son together. I think they have a young
son
together.
What's she calling him about? Do we know?
I don't like, but that's the thing is
football
like
game?
If you read into the story, they say that their kind of toxic behavior, they both feed into it. And they're
well, you see
just
it on
like,
the show, too.
Yeah. Because in the show, yeah, apparently it's a show that's been around for a while, Josh.
Yeah, it has. And I've seen a few episodes, and it is one of those things where that's like their thing. They fight on that show all the time. They started off as this happy couple. Yes, they did have a kid together. And then it just like it falls apart essentially while on the actual show. Mm. And they're like the two or three episodes I've seen, they go at it.
He's
like it's like
all.
They can't.
Don't let him fool you.
Who am I lying? Who am I kidding?
I might have seen one or two.
I've seen all seven seasons. No, it's one of those things where you essentially watch their relationship fall apart on the show. And it's like you're kind of always like, okay, are they doing this for the show?
Yeah.
But apparently not. Because if you're calling someone 150 times,
well,
that
it depends on what the call was for.
Right? Maybe she had some meat on the Traeger.
There was
some
dinner's ready. It's been resting.
Check it, check it, check it immediately.
Although, like, if anyone's going to do that, I guarantee you Katie's going to be in that camp where she's with somebody and she's calling someone 150.
50
no,
times.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I
can
totally see
person.
You being that person.
I am not
Where are
that
you?
Person.
Where are you?
No.
Where are you? Where are you?
There's location services for a reason.
You're like,
I
would track them with an
air
tag.
That's crazy. I don't need to call people. But
Well, did
no.
I see that Cinnabon is pissed off with Crazy Eyes, too?
Is she? I didn't even see Synergy post about
no,
it.
No, Cinnabon. Didn't Cinnabon cut ties with her?
Synergy.
Did I see Synergy?
No, you call Synergy Cinnabon.
I do, yeah.
And so I just immediately...
So
Cinnabon,
yeah, Synergy on in the evenings know. Here is really pissed at this whole situation, too.
No, but Cinnabon, the company, yes, cut ties with...
Oh, man.
Yes, Taylor Frankie
You know it's
Paul
bad when.
Because of all the...
You're so sweet.
That is funny. Okay, but yeah, it is intense just because this new season of The Bachelorette, I mean, you know The Bachelorette, they filmed all of this already.
It's, yeah, is it
they
being
pushed
back?
Promoting yeah. it like crazy. Like and, I said, she's been at the
yes,
Oscars. They were promoting it there.
Already know who won Taylor, you know, Frankie Paul's heart. So it just, what
this
are
new guy's
they
like,
going
to
do? I know. And that's the other report that I saw is now the guys on The Bachelorette feel shocked and betrayed by Taylor Frankie Paul.
It's
going to
be the
know?
Most intense
exactly.
season ever.
The most intense season yet of The Bachelorette. I'd probably believe them this time. Like, yeah, they're going to haul her off to jail. So, probably.
Well, I might actually have to watch this one.
I know.
She's
same.
Pretty, too. I mean, it's like she's... we don't need to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely... Her character just in... All in all, just what she brings to the table.
There's a
I
lot
just can't
to the
stop
package.
Watching. I
There's
can't
a lot
stop.
To it.
I want to know all about it. So she's doing something right, right?
Well,
there's
not
a whole
according to
pending case
Synergy in the afternoons here at Mix 100.